Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC, 90.7 FM, and WGXC.org.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal. ¿Quieres aprender más de tus derechos? Llama al Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia al 518-303-3848, de lunes a jueves, de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde. Si eres detenido por agentes de ICE o los ves en la comunidad, llama a la línea de respuesta rápida de CCSM a 518-291-9386.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bella Janssens of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to American Tarragon here on WGXC. I'm your host, Will Heal, and we're going to be listening to some music together until 8 o'clock. American Tarragon is also known as the Magic Hour to our fans. And we're going to play some music on this Magic Hour. We just heard Tim Coe and Sun Ann with the track. It's off their record, My Salt and Sugar Look the Same, from 2024, called How They Made It. And we're going to have a little 90s moment here. This is Moby, My Beautiful Sky. And we're going to hear some Primal Scream after that. On WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM.
came to town on a Monday morning. The tall buildings breaking up the city sky. The streets were wet. It had just been pouring. Like the clouds above, the storm just had to cry. I trained my eyes on a police cruiser. I walked around to see the street lights changing, and a voice down deep inside me asked me why. Running
coming back down here. You are listening to American Tarragon here on WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. This is American Tarragon. I'm your host, Will Heal. We're coming to you live from the Catskill studio on Main Street in Catskill. We just heard Gene Clark on A Misty Morning. Gene Clark, founding member of The Byrds. That's off his solo record, Roadmaster. Before that, we heard Primal Scream Slip Inside This House off of the Screamadelica album. Before that, we heard Moby, My Beautiful Sky, off of his Ambient record. So we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to hear a kind of classic R&B funk song. This is William Devon, Just Be Thankful for What You Got. right, we're coming at you with another track read. This is American Tarragon here on WGXC. American Tarragon comes to you from 7 to 8 p.m. on the second Mondays of every month. It's the magic hour. We're bringing you sounds of ambience, folk, rock and roll, psychedelia, new age, classics, and forgotten favorites. We're currently listening to Nicholas Land with the track Ocean Sunrise. This is off the Landscapes Volume 1 album from 1986. Shout out to Sounds of the Dawn for introducing me to that. Before that, we heard Guido and Maurizio De Angelis to this prolific soundtrack duo. Two brothers from Italy who made a lot of spaghetti western soundtracks. That song was called Driving All Around off of the Street Law soundtrack. Before that, we heard William Devon with Just Be Thankful for What You Got. And up next, we're going to hear David Allen and Uterp with Wise Man in Your Heart off of their 1976 record. Coming to you on WGXC 90.7 FM. Alright, this is David Allen and Uterp. Thank you.
This is a chapter from my novel, Trout Fishing in America. The chapter is called The Hunchback Trout. The creek was made narrow by little green trees that grew too close together. The creek was like 12,845 telephone booths in a row with high Victorian ceilings and all the doors taken off and all the backs of the booths knocked out. Sometimes when I went fishing in there, I felt just like a telephone repairman, even though I did not look like one. I was only a kid covered with fishing tackle. But in some strange way, by going in there and catching a few trout, I kept the telephones in service. I was an asset to society. It was pleasant work, but at times it made me uneasy. It could grow dark in there instantly when there were some clouds in the sky and they worked their way onto the sun. Then you almost needed candles to fish by and foxfire in your reflexes. Once I was in there when it started raining. It was dark and hot and steamy. I was, of course, on overtime. I had that going in my favor. I caught 7 trout in 15 minutes. The trout in those telephone booths were good fellows. There were a lot of young cutthroat trout, 6 to 9 inches long, perfect pen size for local calls. Sometimes there were a few fellows, 11 inches or so, for the long-distance calls. I've always liked cutthroat trout. They put up a good fight, running against the bottom and then broad-jumping. Under their throats, they fly the orange banner of Jack the Ripper. Also in the creek were a few stubborn rainbow trout, seldom heard from, but they're all the same, like certified public accountants. I'd catch one every once in a while. They were fat and chunky, almost as wide as they were long. I've heard those trout called squire trout. It used to take me about an hour to hitchhike to that creek. There was a river nearby. The river wasn't much. The creek was where I punched in. Leaving my card above the clock, I'd punch out again when it was time to go home. I remember the afternoon I caught the hunchback trout. A farmer gave me a ride in a truck. He picked me up at a traffic signal beside a bean field, and he never said a word to me. His stopping and picking me up and driving me down the road was as automatic a thing to him as closing the barn door. Nothing need be said about it. But still I was in motion, traveling 35 miles an hour down the road, watching houses and groves of trees go by, watching chickens and mailboxes enter and pass through my vision. Then I did not see any houses for a while. "This is where I get out," I said. The farmer nodded. The truck stopped. "Thanks a lot," I said. The farmer did not ruin his audition for the Metropolitan Opera by making a sound. He just nodded his head again. The truck started up. He was the original silent old farmer. A little while later, I was punching in at the creek. I put my card above the clock and went into that long tunnel of telephone booths. I waited about 73 telephone booths in. I caught 2 trout in a little hole. It was like a wagon wheel. It was one of my favorite holes and always good for a trout or two. I always like to think of that hole as a kind of pencil sharpener. I put my reflexes in, and they came back out with a good point on them. Over a period of a couple of years, I must have caught 50 trout in that hole, though it was only as big as a wagon wheel. I was fishing with salmon eggs and using a size 14 single-egg hook on a pound-and-a-quarter test tippet. The 2 trout lay in my creel covered entirely by green ferns, ferns made gentle and fragile by the damp walls of telephone booths. The next good place was 45 telephone booths in. The place was at the end of a run of gravel, brown and slippery with algae. The run of gravel dropped off and disappeared at a little shelf where there were some white rocks. One of the rocks was kind of strange. It was a flat white rock. Off by itself from the other rocks, it reminded me of a cat I had seen in my childhood. The cat had fallen or been thrown off a high wooden sidewalk that went along the side of a hill in Tacoma, Washington. The cat was lying in a parking lot below. The fall had not appreciably helped the thickness of the cat, and then a few people had parked their cars on the cat. Of course, that was a long time ago, and the cars looked different from the way they look now. You hardly see those cars anymore. They are the old cars. They have to get off the highway because they can't keep up. That flat white rock off by itself from the other rocks reminded me of that dead cat come to lie there in the creek among 12,845 telephone booths. I threw out a salmon egg and let it drift down over that rock, and wham, a good hit, and I had the fish on, and it ran hard downstream, cutting at an angle and staying deep and really coming on hard, solid and uncompromising, and then the fish jumped, and for a second I thought it was a frog. I had never seen a fish like that before. God damn, what the hell? The fish ran deep again, and I could feel its life energy screaming back up the line to my hand. The line felt like sound. It was like an ambulance siren coming straight at me, red light flashing, and then going away again, and then taking to the air and becoming an air raid siren. The fish jumped a few more times, and it still looked like a frog, but it didn't have any legs. Then the fish grew tired and sloppy, and I swung and splashed it up the surface of the creek and into my net. The fish was a 12-inch rainbow trout with a huge hump on its back. A hunchback trout, the first I'd ever seen. The hump was probably due to an injury that occurred when the trout was young. Maybe a horse stepped on it, or a tree fell over in a storm, or its mother spawned where they were building a bridge. There was a fine thing about that trout. I only wish I could have made a death mask of him. Not of his body, though, but of his energy. I don't know if anyone would have understood his body. I put it in my creel. Later in the afternoon, when the telephone booths began to grow dark at the edges, I punched out of the creek and went home. I had that hunchback trout for dinner, wrapped in cornmeal and fried in butter. Its hump tasted sweet as the kisses of Esmeralda.
born. But 1% of nothing really don't add up. They were deep in the garden. He just said, shut up.
All right, and we are winding things down here on American Tarragon. We just heard Jim Shepherd with the track 1% of Nothing. Jim Shepherd was a Ohio-based musician in the 80s and 90s, made a lot of good lo-fi recordings. Before that, we heard Richard Brautigan reading an excerpt from his Trout Fishing in America. And then we heard David Allen and U Tepper with Wise Man in Your Heart. And to close the show out, we're going to listen to a track from Time Warp. That's spelled Time, W-H-A-R-P, Time Warp, a New York City musician. This track is called No Furniture / Tanagara off of their record Spio World from 2 years ago. Home on the Strange with Brendan Principato is next, so stay tuned.